The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you for celebrating the birth anniversary of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan bin Ali al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. Basically, he lived only 28 years. The last 6 years were his era of imamat, from 22 to 28. And during his imamat period, the major part was during the reign of Al-Mu'tamid, one of the Abbasid Khulafa. And it's interesting to see that, you know, even the Khalifa and the ministers under him, actually, there have been situations where they were forced to recognize the virtue of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. Another event that I would like to quote here is from Hashim Bahrani, from his Madinat Ma'ajiz al-A'immat al-Isna'ashar. And this is, I chosen it purposely, and it is about one of the senior officials of the government of Mu'tamid, who was a Christian fellow, not even a Muslim. And he was from some of the Kuttab. You know, all the ministers have people who actually polish their statements or their letters. You know, they are expert in writing things. And so they were known as the Kuttab. So they were not only scribes, they were also people of, you know, men of letters. So one of them was actually Anush al-Nasrani, a very good writer. And he was one of the kuttab of the Khalifa, senior clerk. He had two sons who were not feeling well. And so he has organized a gathering of dua at his home, so that his sons would be, you know, healed from the disease they were suffering from. What Anush al-Nasrani did, he went to the Khalifa and he said, you know, can you do a favor to me? Can you ask Abu Muhammad ibn Rida to come to that gathering and pray for my sons? The reason why he did that, because he doesn't know the Imam directly and he's a Christian. So now he's, you know, trying to get somebody, an intermediary who would have, who would be able to, you know, put that request to the Imam, and Imam would accept it. And so Mu'tamid, trusting this senior cleric of his, basically sent an important emissary to the Imam with a message. And interestingly, that message has been recorded in the narrations, where the messenger came to the Imam and he said that the Khalifa conveys his salam to you. And he says that our katib, our clerk, Anush al-Nasrani, wishes that you may bless his two sons. And he has asked to request you to visit his home and pray for the health and long life of his son. So I would like you to visit him and do the needful. Then he says, the Khalifa also said this. The Khalifa said, we would not have imposed this trouble on you to go to the house of Anush, except that this Christian clerk of mine was insisting by saying that نَحْنُ نَتَبَرَّكُ بِدُعَاءِ بَقَايَ النُّبُوَّةِ وَالرَّسَالَةِ. He says, in my tradition, he had told the Khalifa, this Christian fellow, that in my tradition we seek the blessings by the prayers of those who are the descendants of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of that I would like him to come and pray for my sons. When Imam heard this, he made a beautiful remark. He said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala an-nasrani a'rafu bihaqqina min al-muslimin. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank him that he has made this Christian more aware of our haqq and our right than the Muslims themselves. Means he has this sense that I would like the dua from somebody from the descendants of the prophets and the messengers. So the Imam basically, the messenger of the Khalifa was there with all the protocol. They accompanied the Imam to the house of Anush al-Nasrani. When he went and reached to the door, he saw that the Christian came running, barefooted, and no headgear as a sign of respect. You know, they would take off the head. And he was not alone. There were Christian priests with him. And he himself was, hanging the, he had the Injil in a chain hanging from his neck. And he says to the Imam, Ya Sayyidina, of course he was an Arab. So then don't tell me how was he speaking Arabic. He was an Arab Catholic. Even now in Iraq you have a sizable minority of Christians who are there, Arab. So he says, Ya Sayyidina, atawassalu ilayka bihadha al-kitab alladhi anta a'arafu bihi minna. He says, O my Sayyid and Master, I am seeking your tawassul. He's a Christian, huh? And mashallah, some people still have a problem among Shias about tawassul. He says, Ya Sayyidina, atawassalu ilayka, I am seeking your intermediary in this issue, bihadha al-kitab, based on the book that I am carrying on my chest now, and you know this book better than me, the Injil. Illa ghafarta li dhambi min inaika, that please, by this book, forgive me for giving you this trouble to come to my home. But what is the reason I gave you this trouble? وبحق المسيح عيسى بن مريم وما جاء به من الإنجيل من عند الله, that I, in the name of the Messiah, عيسى بن مريم, and what has come in this book, Injil, ما سألت أمير المؤمنين مسألتك هذا, I have not asked the Khalifa to ask you to come to me, إلا لأن, except for one thing. And what is that? أَنَّا وَجَدْنَاكُمْ فِي هَذَا الْإِنْجِيلِ مِثْلَ الْمَسِيْعِ إِبْنَ مَرْيَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Because when I read the Injil, I found you to be like Isa ibn Maryam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ghulu there. This Imam is the father of the Imam. When he will come, Isa ibn Maryam will do the namaz behind him. And this is where he's saying, this fellow, that based on the Quran, Injil itself, وَجَدْنَاكُمْ فِي هَذَا الْإِنْجِيلِ مِثْلَ الْمَسِيبِ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And therefore I requested you to come and pray for my sons. Imam went in. Of course he said, Alhamdulillah, again. He looked at the two sons, and now the Imam says something. Now this is not only the issue of dua, this is also ilm ghaib. He says to Anush al-Nasrani, Amma in ibnuka hadha fabaqin alayk. One of the sons, he says that as far as this son of yours is concerned, he will survive. He will not die from this illness. He will be with you. Wa amma al-akhar, by the other, fama'khudhun anka ba'da thalatha ayyam. He is with you only for 3 days and then he will expire. And then Imam says, the one who is going to survive, فَهَذَا الْبَاقِي يُسَلِّمْ, When he grows up, he will become a Muslim. يُحْسِنُ إِسْلَامُهُ His Islam would be a good Islam, a true Islam. وَيَتَوَلَّانَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ And he will be from those who will love us, the Ahlul Bayt. Anush al-Nasrani says, I accept this verdict. And I am pleased that my son who is going to survive will be from those who will love you. Then in narration, the Christian, you know, priest said, if this is the case, then why don't you become Muslim? Of course, they felt offended with this conversation going on. You know, and he said, well, what is my heart? Ask him, referring to the Imam. He knows what is in my heart. And leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه